from a Kansas City standpoint, they're a 1-5 football team. They've played 4 out of their first 6 games on the road. I think 3 of the teams that they've played to this point are undefeated. They're a talented group. They're well coached. They got a system of football that they believe in, and I imagine they're going to be unwavered regardless of circumstance. Know quite a few of the men over there, and can rest assured that that's going to be their approach. On offense, let's start with Alex Smith. He takes very good care of the football. Even in the midst of the 1-5 start, I think he's only thrown 3 interceptions. He's very mobile. He's got good escapability. He's able to extend plays and to create when things break down because of it. He's got a great rapport with Jeremy Maclin, his lead receiver, who's got over 500 yards receiving, who's a big-time guy. Kelsey, I think, is one of the talented young offensive players in the NFL at the tight end position. He's very versatile. He can align in the core. He can align displaced from the core. They highlight his skill set in a lot of ways. His run after catch is unique for the tight end position, in my estimation. This is a guy that we got to do a really good job of getting on the ground after the catch. And that was one of the things that I thought allowed us to play good football last week. They were able to throw and catch the ball some, but I thought that our tackling of the catch was significantly improved and one of the reasons why we were able to keep the score down. Obviously, Thomas is a multi-dimensional player. He's a running back. He's a wide receiver. He's a kick returner. They get him the ball in spaces in a lot of ways. He had a good performance against us last year. They were able to get him the ball some in space and hurt us. We got to work to minimize that space and do a good job of minimizing his impact on the game. On the defensive side of the ball, they've got talent inside and out and at all levels. We've seen these guys quite a bit here in recent years, and they're a talented and formidable bunch. When you start talking about where we are at the tackle position with Villanueva, I think it's appropriate that you start with their outside linebackers. Tamba Ali and Houston are as talented as any group in the National Football League. I think their statistics speak for themselves. They're the most formidable rushing tandem probably in the NFL in the last 5 years. They're at it again this year. I think Houston's got 4, and that's a lot of sacks for a 1-5 football team. In most instances, teams that are playing with the lead minimize the potential for those type things. They're getting help up front from guys like Bailey, who I think has 4 himself. Don Terry Poe is a talented young nose guard. He's missed some time, I think, with a high ankle. But if he plays in the game, he's a formidable guy. He's one of those unique guys who's a wide body but also capable of absorbing a large number of snaps. He plays in their base defense. He also plays in their sub-package defense. He's highly conditioned for a wide body guy. So we got a lot of respect for him and got some work if he's available for him. Derek Johnson, their perennial Pro Bowl caliber inside linebacker, is back off an injury from 14. He's a sideline-to-sideline tackler. A good savvy above the neck player. He's very difficult to trick or fool, whether it's play action pass or misdirection pass. He's one of those very good interior defenders that's always where he needs to be in that regard. At the safety position, they've got Eric Berry back, and boy, I just got a lot of admiration for Eric Berry, not only in terms of his ability to fight through the personal trials that he's had to fight through, and that's well documented, but just on a general football perspective, this guy's a talented, versatile safety that plays at the line of scrimmage, plays in the back end, is a capable blitzer, is a capable coverage guy. He plays a linebacker-like position in the pass and sub-package defenses and is good at contributing to the run game in that way. He's just a well-rounded, talented defender, and I'm happy for him, obviously, that he's able to continue and move forward with his career, but I'm also concerned about working to minimize his impact on the game as we prepare. And at the cornerback position, they got a talented young rookie in Marcus Peters who's highly regarded coming into the draft and has proven that reputation through 6 games thus far. I think he has 3 or 4 interceptions, 2 of which have been returned for scores. And in special teams, they're extremely talented. Their return game is in very capable hands with Davis and kick returns and Thomas and punt returns, and obviously Colquitt is a perennial accomplished punter who we have to work to minimize his impact on the game as well. We got to deal with the crowd noise, a hostile environment that is Arrowhead, but we're not going to complain about that. You know, about half the stadiums we play in, we proceed with the assumption that it's going to be hostile. From a preparation standpoint, we'll have a great opportunity to be ready to deal with that.